Hey guys.
Worry doo-doo. What it do? What does it do?
What's crackling again?
What's crackling? Welcome back. You know, it's the tings and the things. And we're here. Just getting cozy, you know. Enjoying a little bevy. Man. Jay, how you doing? How you doing? How you feeling?
I think life... I guess we're constantly evaluating things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every now and then, you need to do an assessment.
For sure.
You know, in sports, we used to call them exit meetings.
Exit meetings.
Like, before we leave for summer...
I'm a fan.
And we've been a talk.
Mm.
Okay? You haven't been showing up at practice. You haven't been doing this. You haven't been doing
get those bars out.
You know, sometimes at the exit, they're like, your scholarship's gone.
Mm. Eesh.
Right? And that's based on how you behaved. Right. So it was like, there were certain things expected of you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because you enter into, it's basically a contract of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did not fulfill your obligations, shall we say.
Okay.
And yeah, depending on what the coaching staff says, so you know, I don't think you can contribute to what we're trying to do next year.
You're not part of our journey.
And you know, we wish you the best. And you're out of here. And I think sometimes in life, at certain checkpoints, we might need to have some exit meetings.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's a good point. I don't think I knew about the exit meeting strategy, because that would have been fun. A picture of me sitting down and be like, no, can you just step into my office quickly?
Think about it. Like, there's certain checkpoints, right? So it's like, okay, it's like going to high school, right?
Mm.
You're like, some of my primary school friends, like, you eat your boogers. I can't be rolling with you. Right, eating the back of your pencil. You don't even have a pen license.
The pen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I can't roll with you. You're going to crap my style.
That's funny.
Then, like, oh, you're at uni now. You choose your people. Mm. Then you come back. Now you're about to settle down. We're constantly changing. So there's always exit meetings that happen. It's just not in an official sense. Like,
right, yeah. Definitely not necessarily in an official sense. I think also, you know, depending on maybe how naive you can be. Because, like, let's go back to the high school thing. I thought, you know, not even high school, because I'm still friends with a lot of people in from high school. Maybe most of them, actually. But even going younger, there's people that I'm like, oh, man, friends for life. What? And I'm the kind of person, maybe due to the bandwidth and whatnot, that unless there's, like, some crazy situation that happens between us, I still consider you my friend. And no, I didn't have that until much later in my life.
I don't. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and everything you stand for.
Like, I had situations in my life where people were putting me in exit meetings. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And I remember probably the first time I had to, like, even consider the idea of being like, oh, maybe I'm not even supposed to be here. Or this has run its toll. All that kind of stuff. It was tough, bro. It was like, things just got really intense. And I was, like, forced into that decision. I was like, in fact, it felt like the decision was
made for you.
Yeah.
Because coach tells you your scholarship is
exactly.
And there's no like,
yeah, and I was, so that was me, right? And I remember I'm coming to talk to this guy and he's like, yeah, but that's life. I'm like, no, but that's not fair.
And you know, the assistant
that's
coach,
not fair.
Assistant coaches are there nodding. Like,
It's
like, you know, like sometimes you can appeal.
Worse when there's an assistant coach.
Now
they're
just
goodness.
Like, you know, then they start chiming in.
And
he's like, yeah, you know, you just haven't been, you know.
You know, you're not representing.
The execution, the focus, the effort.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was really good, I guess, in that sense, especially after going through that and grieving. It was then kind of now taking a more serious approach when it came to actually, like, changing some of my circles.
Mm.
To, so,
well, once you got burned, you're like,
now I'm burning everyone.
And like, oh, so this is what it feels like to have power.
Abuse it. And I'll never forget, I said this to someone and they were so shocked. They were just like, what do you mean? I was like, no, it's okay. You know, I'll give you a little, you know, we can hang out, we can do this, we can do that, but there's ain't no more. There's no, this does not exist anymore. And I think it's also really important because whether it's life that throws you in that situation or you make that decision for yourself, I do think that's an important part of any version of growth, right? Mm. Learning to assess, say, hey, this is not for me. I have close friends where I'm hearing their situations with other people and they're changing their circle. And I'm like, yo, good for you.
Yeah, but I'm also like, how did you get this far though? Like, how did we get to this point where you're dealing with this?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's wild. But no, better late than never, though.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to, right? Because you can only take so much. As people, we can only take so much. But I think the people I not just began to surround myself with, especially in those moments, but some of the people that I went back to, like even old friends and stuff like that, I'm like, yo, I value you. Because the impact that so many people have had in my life is crazy. Mm. Even some that, you know, we had to be like, hey, this is deuces. You know, I recently, did I not just say this when I came on this trip? I'm like, hey, yo, just X'd another homie. And this wasn't
Why
like...
Why do you sound excited?
I was kind of excited. I'm not even gonna lie to you. No, it wasn't like a... It was tough for me because I remember, again, it was like hearing things. I'm like, where is this coming from type thing.
Mm.
But I'm really good now at protecting my space. And I know for a fact when I'm not wanted, I don't need to be here. I hear what you're saying. Thank you so much for everything. I'm going to kick it. Right. And I don't know how, you know, I obviously don't care how you see it in that moment. But for me, it became crucial that I also assert how I feel in some of these situations. Because some of these things have blown up by themselves. And I never got a say in certain things. So, like, I'll never forget, this person comes to me, they gave me their 55,000 cents. And I was listening to a bunch of it. And I was like, still don't get where you come from. But let me tell you something. Number one.
I got something for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, number one, you know, thank you. Now that I know you, you know, we're not cool and all that kind of stuff. I can do this. I can do that. Mm-hmm. But number two, this will never happen again. Like, I appreciate you. We can, at some point, maybe be amicable, but I promise you, you will never see me in this light again. And I'm kind of proud of some of those moments because...
But people want you to, like, be bitchy and be
all
like,
the time. It's almost like you... I think sometimes also in those moments...
No, where's your
we're,
father?
We're doing things for reaction.
Where's your dad?
Yeah. But no, for real. We do it for reaction.
As a man,
I've been there.
Why are you... Where's your dad?
Because I've definitely been there where, like, we're going at each other and I hear what this person says and I'm like... Okay, all right. And the times that I have reacted, that doesn't do anything at all.
Mm.
Because number one, when I decide to go down some of these dark paths, you're not going to win. I promise you, I feel like it's just there. It's dormant because I'm in my reformed era. But there's this sadistic side where I'm like, I really want you to feel this. And I have a way with my words where I'm like... It's not even a long sentence.
Why are you so happy? Because the waiting is like, oh, somebody try me.
Go for it. I dare you.
Been practicing my combos.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, and like, because I had people tell me from even when I was a youngster to be like, you know, you really put me in some tears and you put me in this situation, put me in that situation. I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I just, honestly, I didn't care. Now, worse, I feel like when I do care and I feel like you don't care, and I'm like, okay, so let me get to the point where I don't care. That's where it gets a little bit dark and crazy. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm good at like leaving things a little early. People can talk, they can throw a fit. I'll be like, okay, great. Yeah.
Do you know what the worst is? Like, I get embarrassed with people. Like, why are you blocking me when you know I never reach out?
That is kind of funny. That is hilarious.
Like, respect yourself.
Respect yourself.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think for me, sometimes you make decisions and that makes other people make decisions.
For sure.
And I think... Like, since I moved to Addis, I just haven't been, like, as social as I could have been in a past life.
Mm.
Guys, I used to be outside. Don't get me wrong. The streets still love me, but I think moving here, I really had to, like, say, no, this doesn't serve me, this doesn't serve me.
Right.
And I was just less available, you know? And I think when you're so used to interacting with people in certain spaces and stuff, that lack of availability... can make people feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
And like, they interpret it as whatever it is. And
it's like, hurt on their side.
Oh, it's like, oh, do you want to come out today? No, not really. What are you doing?
Mm.
A 90-day fiancé.
Yeah, chilling.
And so like, you're doing nothing. So you can come.
But you don't want to.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it. Oh, it's like, oh, this is the worst. It's like, oh, yeah, let's get shots. I don't want to drink you today.
Mm.
What do you mean you're not drinking?
Yeah,
Jonathan?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Jonathan.
I'm not in the mood, you know? Ah, people take those things some kind of way. And that inadvertently, I feel like it's repelled me from their circle.
Can I tell you one that I noticed about you, especially, I think it was during COVID. Everyone was going through stuff, right?
Mm.
You did what I think is a good job of like, just communicating certain things to say, hey, guys, I'm not on it today. Like, I'm chilling, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whatever, right? Then there was a series of fallouts where people were like just coming at you angry. What you talking about? And it's like, oh, I feel like you're not here. I feel like this. I feel like that. And what was crazy was, as someone who was here and seeing some of the things you were going through, I was like, yo, respect, because number one, I would blow up in some situations where I'm like, you don't even know where I'm at, right? And you want to walk into my yard with that tone, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was one situation specifically where you were so polite about how you're like, I'm changing this circle. You just said, hey, not that you deserve to know this, but ABCDFGH, and now people are like, oh no, I'm so sorry. And you're like, no. You made your bed, lie in it. And I was like, yeah. Sometimes we also need those moments where it's like, as much as we say we know each other, all this other stuff, because some of my best mates are not the ones that we talk all the time. It's we have these moments where we catch up. Oh, I didn't know you're going to. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, this, oh that, whatever. And it's never like there's no point of judgment. It's not like I'm ever standing above you being like, oh, I was really hurt by this, by the way. You know, da-da-da-da-da. Because for me, I'm good at communicating some of those things early. And then if I don't feel like it's that important, I'm not going to say anything. Mm. But the amount of times I've seen people do this, especially during that time, it wasn't just COVID. It was also like a little bit after. But in that time where someone was felt so entitled to their opinion, not knowing your stance or things you'd been through, coming, judging, coming, doing whatever. And you'd already made a decision to be like, yeah, I'm not cool. That's how you feel? Enjoy.
Do you know what's so funny? I was talking to a friend yesterday and she was like, how are you doing? And I was like, and she's like, no, how are you really doing? Uh-huh. What did you say? Oh, yeah, no, everything's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, just gym, you know, work. Yeah, everything's good. Like, I was like,
that was funny.
Bro, how do you? That's you stole my whole flow, word for word, bar for bar for bar. And I was just like, wow, why are you shouting? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you calling me out like that? It was so funny.
But it's like, good when people know you like that.
She was
like,
no, but really, she was like, don't give me that.
Don't do that.
She was like, we're not doing this right now. And I was like, I felt so called out, but also so seen.
Yeah. Wow, that's dope. Like, that's deep.
But yeah, and so I think it's, sometimes you get situations where, oh wow, I'm bringing you even closer into the circle. Or then there's times where it's like, hey, exit meeting.
Right.
And so it's like, it's interpreting behavior. And it's like, oh wow, how did this make me feel? Positive, negative? And what's the frequency of these things?
Right.
Like, are you like a repeat offender?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this like a one-off type thing? But sometimes these one-offs can be quite serious.
Like some of them are really heavy. Mm. You know, I know that for a fact. It's not always like, because I'm someone who even maybe after some of the repeat offense, I'm still kind of like justifying for some people to be like, no, but. And I guess the one thing I learned in some of these spaces, also watching other people, is just like, look, I can't control in any way, shape or form how you react to certain things, right? I'm going to do my best to hold my space and all that stuff. But then there's also times where it's like, no, you crossed the line. And I'd never been in a situation where I had to, recently even, where I had to call someone out for something that I was like, oh, you did that. And that made me mad.
Like, and I was like, Simba,
That made me so mad.
Give me your phone. Let me draft a message.
And I remember I remember even having a phone call. And the person, like, we're talking, the person knows that, yes, what I did was wrong, whatever. But I was like, no, I don't think you know how, like, this really, like, it messed me up. Mm. And I was very much willing to completely disregard the relationship because of how I felt. Also, some of the barriers that I've created in my life where I'm like, if I feel like you've been in my space, right? So let's say it's my house and you know upstairs, downstairs, this room, that room, all the little nooks and crannies of the house, like, there's a level of importance that I see goes attached with that, where it's like you're not just doing this, so it's not like you just woke up and you decided, like, there's, for me, it's premeditated, man.
No, it's like, you're not one of those like visitors that just stays in like that one guest lounge just right by the door. It's right, like, you're getting to do things. And so it's like, no, but and this is why I always say is, don't negotiate with people about how they're going to respect you. It's
like, yeah,
you knew
how I'd feel, and you pushed and you did this and you did that. And I think it's also good for any individual to, like, constantly check that, right? To be like, hey, this is, not only is this not okay, but this is now the standard from now on. So if, like, if you're cool with it, cool. If you're not, we can call it quits here.
There's another program that'll take you.
Thank you. You know what I mean? Like, there's, really? And it's not the end of the world. That's the other thing.
And we wish you well.
We wish you well. We're like, we've also grown out of some
areas. Not me, fuck you, dad.
But I'm saying, like, I've been in areas where it's like, man, I did feel like that. Like, where I'm like,
oh, no, that's me.
Kill yourself, die. Like, this is the worst type thing. And then other moments where I'm like, you know what? I genuinely do wish you well. Like,
no, I don't. No. Oh, love and light. I wish you the...
this man said love and light again. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's very necessary. There's people also who don't necessarily know. I don't know. If you haven't been regulated, I don't know if you know how to regulate. Like, if you also haven't been put on the bench, do you know how to put people on the bench?
But the thing is also, I think sometimes it's... And I think sometimes we're very fortunate because, like, we were raised in houses of love,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have this internal self-worth that exists, right? Because you're like, oh, no, this is who I am as a person.
Mm.
And sometimes I've seen people that have come from certain family situations, like, oh, your mom's toxic or whatever.
Okay.
Or, right, or your mom's abusive. Mm. Like that, it's like when the steering wheel's not in alignment.
Right, right, right.
So your things skew already.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, you're...
From immediacy, yeah, from the jump.
So it's like now the things that you're tolerating are crazy because you've been conditioned to interpret certain behavior, right? And so it's that's like, true. Hey! So I think sometimes we're very, very fortunate in that regard because we were put in the right path, shall we say.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. These people stress us out. Shout out the parents. But but they put us in the right track in terms of like developing our self-worth and identity and being like, oh yeah, this is who I am as a person.
Mm.
I think that's an important thing.
For sure.
But I think also that's like something we also need to do in our relationships though.
Mm.
And like, I do that with you all the time. I'm like, Simba, this is who you are.
Yeah.
Stop leaving people.
Yeah, we're not going, yeah.
And I'm like,
100%.
And you're like, no. I'm like, shush, this is not right. This is. And I think it's so...
We're getting better. We've grown though.
Yeah. No, you're listening.
I've grown. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're listening. Then this guy who sent me screenshots, I'm like, oh, you said that?
Yeah.
You said that? And I think, yeah, that's what you need to do is, you know, sometimes we all have blind spots as people, right?
For sure.
And sunk cost bias. So yeah, they've spent time, energy, effort, resources in these things. And so it's hard to break away.
Yeah.
And sometimes, may the bridges we burn illuminate our path.
Mm.
Right? And all I'm saying is, I'm a demolition expert. So I'm just saying my approach may not work for you,
mm-hmm.
but I think something more calm, more calculated, where you genuinely look and say, is this serving me?
Right.
Right? And why isn't it serving me?
Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. And in the next chapter, is that something you want to carry on with you?
Right.
That's it. Don't start nuking things here.
Just for free.
Yeah.
But this is also something, like, my encouragement to people going through certain things as well. It's like, for sure, there was a point in my life where I almost thought, like, especially when we talk about this, is this serving me? Is it not serving me? I was like, nah, it's kind of selfish. It's weird. It's like, no. There's times where you really do have to be selfish because you're not going to have the luxury of, like, taking that back. Or, you know, there's certain things that once they're gone, they're gone. Like, it's burned. Sure, the bridge is nuked. But the pain and the damage and the fallout moving forward, like, it can really change how people think. And I remember having a conversation with a friend also, and we were talking about how, like, they were saying to me, they were like, oh, I'm going through this, I'm struggling with this, da, 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 da. And I just said, all you need to do right now is shut your mouth and move away.
Mm.
Like, just keep quiet and move away.
That solves a lot of problems.
It does. Yeah. Like, in fact, right now, don't even combat it. Give it some time.
It's like switching the router on and off. It's like, oh, wow.
The internet's fine.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? And like, I'll never forget this. It was almost the anxiety and like pain of, oh, what might happen? What would that potentially lead to? I was like, but that's not your problem.
Mm.
Like, you are now making things that aren't your problem, and look at where it's putting you. I guarantee you this person is sleeping like nothing is wrong. And maybe even if they aren't, they're not changing their behavior, but you're the one who's here stressing about A, B, C, D, F, G. So I'm like, no, take your time with it. In fact, if anything, just don't react right now.
Mm.
Like, just give it a day, give it 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is. And then, you know, we constantly talk about this on the pod where it's like we rehearse certain conversations. So it's like when we're going through certain things, I'm like, dude, I'm so mad at this person. I can't say anything right now, but I'm going to do, you know, my little mock thing. And then I do this thing where 2, 3 days later, I go to Jonathan. I'm like, so this is how I'm feeling. I just start the story halfway. He won't even know what's going on. It's like 9 a.m. He's like, bro, what's happening? What and I'm sitting there and I'm like, bruh, so then I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this. And then, and then by like day four, we've come up with like a concise, clear, very clear statement to say, this is how I'm feeling. And, you know, thrive if you want to thrive. If you care, you care. If you don't, you don't. Whatever. Mm. Cool. But I don't know. I just found like, also, I'm now in a space as well where like I'm making friends so quickly who've also been through like crazy trauma as well. And it's not necessarily trauma bonding. It's just more like, oh yeah, you've dealt with that nonsense before? Yeah, I hate that. I don't need that. Oh, cool. Okay, so now there's someone else who also has a mindset of like, we just don't have to be in these spaces. And for me, it's just a constant reminder to keep moving and growing in that space versus trying to tolerate, trying to work out so you'd be stronger for someone else who doesn't want to also do their part or play their part. Like, no, I don't have time for that, you know? And it's getting easier and easier for me. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, grown people. And listen, bro, I've been very guilty of that. Like, people have been like, hey, listen, Jonathan, the way you show up in my life, well, maybe you don't show up. And it's like, this doesn't work for me. So don't let me talk here like, oh yeah, I'm some fucking Mahatma Gandhi or something.
No. And also, we've been dealing with different situations, right? I think it's different when, like, it's tough when it's not just, like, friends and family. It's like, okay, there's a professional relationship here. Like, we built something together or whatever. And you can't necessarily communicate. I'm like, no. That doesn't work. I'm also learning that with so many other things where I'm like, I don't need to be in this space. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like...
And you also have to be able to articulate that. Right? Yeah. Versus, like... having these modes and moods where, you know, you're not there, and then you're just not really being honest with yourself and the people around you. I think it's a lot easier when people put things out and just say, hey, this is how I feel. One of my best friends, he's so good at, like, just calling it out very fast. Like, I'm not doing that. From the beginning. Even like there's no grace period. There's no, oh, we've been friends for so long. No, I don't want. Not happening.
That's my approach.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I like it because I'm also like, yeah, we need more of that. And, or I need more of that sometimes in my life where I'm like, I'll just sit, take on some things. And the worst, because I've also been in situations where my silence, even though I'm the aggrieved party, my silence was the one that got me in trouble later, right? So when we have the fallout or whatever, if I had said something a little sooner, in fact, not even a little sooner, early, in the early stages, when it was at its peak, it probably would have made more sense.
Yeah, you got to catch that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and you have to. Unfortunately, you really do. Because there's fallouts I've also had where I'm like, yeah, that was my fault. Actually, for me not now speaking up here and whatnot, I'll take that.
Yeah, like silence denotes like complicity. It's like, oh yeah, it's like, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit.
Versus you actually just, you know, trying. And it's tough, guys. I'm telling you, it's so tough. There's moments where you actually feel like the world is crumbling. And like, oh, what am I going to do? What? I promise you, it'll be fine. Changing your circle isn't always like the worst thing.
No.
It could actually be one of the best things for you.
I think everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end, right? Mm. And so I see this a lot like with my friends that are getting married and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is my dad always says, you can't have single friends when you're married.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, it just...
It just doesn't land.
It was like, as much as you love them, things are going to have to change.
Mm.
It's like, when then they get married,
then we can hang out.
Pull up to the crib, yeah. Watch the game. But it was like, it just causes so much friction, tension. It was like, it's not that you don't love them. It's like, hey, bro, this is what my priority is right now.
Yeah.
Right? We had a good run, and we out. And I think sometimes you need to relish the book that you wrote together.
Wow. All
right?
Wow.
Wow.
It's over now, but you wrote a classic, right? And so I think it's to be grateful. It's like, oh, wow, you got to experience something that was genuine, that was fulfilling, that showed reciprocity, like mutual support for each other and those kind of things. But it's the end of your journey and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And sometimes you're lucky enough to circle back and have moments either of appreciation or continuation, whatever that may look like for
your reflection.
Reflection as well, yeah. And you know, I think it's good. As I get older, I'm learning like I'm not throwing fire all the time. I'm learning to communicate exactly what I want in these. But yeah, I just think it's really important. And every now and then, guys, you may need to actually change your circles. Because how many times you have a conversation with someone and they're telling you all these things and you're like, you know what? I don't think it's you right now. I think it's the people you surround yourself with.
You know what the thing is? Like, if your circle doesn't inspire you,
push you.
That's a cage.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by a cage. Right? And these people will relegate you to the depths of society.
Ruin
and mediocrity.
Some big words there, bro.
I'm just saying. You gotta sign out like
on a classic.
And so then they leave. Like,
do you know what I mean? These guys, they're so deep. All right, good people. You know the vibes. We're gonna love and leave you.